Yud Gimel Teves, Simen Mem Alach Adal, we're finishing the Simen. So we're discussing Netilas Yadayim. The Kitzel teaches us, what if a person doesn't have water? So you're not allowed to eat, obviously, without washing hands. However, one of the Eitzas is you wrap your hands with a mapa, with a cloth. So this way you're not really touching the bread. However, this is only permitted when you really can't find water. And there's a specific amount of distance you have to wait. So the Alach is the following. If you're traveling in any way, you're going in a certain direction. So if you have to go another 4 mil, which is 72 minutes worth of driving or walking, or you're at home and you're going to have to go 1 mil, that means 18 minutes of driving or walking. So halach is you have to wait that amount of time in order, meaning if that's where your water is going to be, you have to go and get it. More than that, you're not obligated to go and distance yourself, and you could do the eitzah of the mapa. Now, what's interesting is that the kitzel also goes on to say any other types of serious oinus, I mean, circumstances, you have to control, you're traveling with a chabur, with a group of people, you don't want to leave them. All this is an eitzah. Sometimes a person is stuck on the plane, let's say, and they're about to land. And from landing time until landing could be a half an hour of time. That would be an 18, that would be in the 18 minute realm, meaning it would be above 18 realm. And technically speaking, if you're really hungry, you could rely on this eitzah. The kitzel also says use gloves. Gloves is an eitzah, but again, this is only based on when a person really has the circumstances that are beyond control, and it's really difficult, and he's hungry, etc. That's what the kids was mashma, another paiskim. When a person goes to the bathroom, a classical shaila, so what's the order of things? Because if you go to the bathroom, you wash your hands, and your hands are not going to be, there's no obligation, you won't be able to make a bracha in order to eat bread. So the kids teaches us the following. He says, this is a big doubt, and the best thing is to fill your hand up with some water, and just rub your hands in the most limited way of washing hands, which is not good enough for eating. And once you've cleaned your hands enough for coming out of the bathroom, so and you made ashayatza, then you wash again for the suda. One of the aces the poskim says is just touch your hand, or the bottom of your shoe, because that obligates you to wash your hands again. There are other opinions as to what to do. There's a famous Chofetz Chaim with a Chazon Ish or Chashulchan, and many hold that what you do is you do ashayatza. What you do is you wash your hands properly, you do Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, and it's not considered a hefsek because it's the Torah. Some say the Asher Yatzar after the Almighty. So there's many different ways to do things. And next halacha is when a person is in the meal itself and he touches areas that are covered, you're usually covered, or let's say the person scratches their hair, their head. So when a person does that, or a person urinates and goes to the bathroom, or even a person defecates and goes to the bathroom, all these cases you have to wash your hands again, but you don't make a bracha as a kids of Paskin. Nevertheless, Chofetz Chaim actually writes in the Bi'alacha that if a person really defecates and soils his hands, he should make a bracha again. People go to sleep sometimes. If you go a real chaos, shiv kriya shena, half an hour, and you really totally distract yourself from eating and there's no one left at the table, you have to make a new bracha of Anatiyas Daim and Hamoitzi. Someone that's eating something that's called Tibula B'mashke, especially in the time of Vesamindish, you were very careful with Tuman Tara. And if you're eating something that there is that you dip your food into, so there's specific liquids that if you dip your hands into, they become tama and the metama the food itself, and therefore you have to wash your hands before, like a regular washing. So many of us don't do this because usually, A, we're not dipping things today, and usually using forks and knives, and also because, generally speaking, we don't have many other, you don't have to make this Netilas Yadayim anyway. But the right thing to do is if it's some type of dip, that you into the seven liquids. What are the seven liquids? Yad Shachat Dam, which includes yain, that means wine, honey made from bees, shemazaisis, olive oil, milk, and things, by the way, that are produced from it, as we'll see. Tal is dew, blood is blood of an animal when a person's permitted to eat it because of health, meaning he has a refuah, he's not well, and mine. All these things, if you're dipping something, food into them, you'd have to wash your hands. If it's the size of a kazayis, there's actually a steer in regard to that in the Mishnah Berurah, very, very famous steer between Hechos Pesach and Hechos Tirsi Daim. Other types of fruit juices, etc., are not required to be, are not considered dips that you'd have to wash your hands for. When it comes to interesting shiloh fruits that are preserved with different types of sugars and honey, so when they're crystallized and solidified, you do not, it's not considered a liquid. However, there are those that hold that when it comes to honey, even if it's liquefied and solidified, if it's solidified, you still have to wash your hands. If you're eating these things with your hands, taka, you should wash your hands for it. When it comes to Also, butter, interesting. If it's consider if it's solidified, it's not considered the liquid of it. If it's dissolved, you would have to wash your hands for. When it comes to things that are eaten with a cup, a mazeg, being a spoon and a fork, which are many items today, so then there is no obligation. But if it's something that you don't usually have eat your hands, it doesn't help you the eating with a fork and knife. Lechatchila, you should wash your hands. Salt that's made of water, being through evaporation, is considered water, and therefore, if you're dipping, let's say, delicious radishes into your honey, you should wash your hands for it. When it comes to schnapps, interestingly enough, that's not considered a dip. So if you're having your delicious cookies and schnapps, not a problem, unless it's made of some type of brandy and wine, then you would have to wash your hands. Have a beautiful day.